USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal appeals court upheld a district court order that blocked President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. The order applies only to Alaska, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North and South Dakota, and Wyoming. Israeli officials are reporting White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is expected to visit Israel next week for discussions on Iran as negotiations continue in Vienna on a possible return to the 2015 nuclear deal. Israeli officials say he's also expected to visit Ramallah for meetings with Palestinian officials. The White House declined to comment on Sullivan's travel plans. 15-year-old Ethan Crumley, last month's alleged shooter at Oxford High School in Michigan, his lawyers unsuccessfully pleaded with the judge Monday to move him from a facility where he's being held with jailed adults. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
As lawmakers get ready to extend the nation's debt limit today, it's business as usual with some lawmakers wanting to spend trillions of dollars more in Washington, D.C.
The Democrats' major social welfare and climate spending bill not only pays for itself, but also the tax cuts passed by Republicans and signed into law by former President Donald Trump. That's the claim of the White House.
The 2017 tax cuts were $2 trillion, which were not paid for in any way, shape, or form. That didn't seem to upset them at all. And I will say, and they can thank us in any way they would like for this, that what our projections and the projections of our economists predict is that for our plan, if as this plan continues in the second decade, it would actually reduce the deficit by $2 trillion. So we're actually covering their irresponsible tax cuts to corporations and high wealth and net wealth individuals.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As military leaders testified against President Biden's plan to withdraw from Afghanistan, Biden is now claiming he had no options and had no idea how to get out of Afghanistan without it being a total disaster, as history will remember the decisions that led to American deaths.
President Biden boasted that he would be willing to lose his presidency over how he conducted the United States' disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Speaking to CBS News correspondent Rita Braver.
Afghanistan. Well, I've been against that war in Afghanistan from the very beginning. We're spending $300 million a week in Afghanistan over 20 years. Now, everybody says you could have gotten out without anybody being hurt. No one's come up with a way to ever indicate to me how that happens.
In September, Commander of U.S. Central Command General Kenneth McKenzie and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee under oath that they recommended against Joe Biden's withdrawal timeline and warned of impending collapse of the Afghan government. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
After months of rumors, Hard Rock International has confirmed it will buy the Mirage Hotel from MGM Resorts on the Las Vegas Strip for just over $1 billion. Hard Rock says it plans to build a guitar-shaped hotel on the Mirage site. In the official announcement, Jim Allen, chairman of Hard Rock International, said Hard Rock Las Vegas will be a fully integrated resort. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.